The cultural highlights for our region this weekend include new music, avant-garde music, folk music, classical, jazz and dance, plus a whole lot more. What used to be known as Bang on a Can's Summer Marathon, or unofficially as Banglewood, has been rebranded as the Loud Festival, and it takes place today and tomorrow at Massmocha in North Adams. This year's festival of nonstop new music, not necessarily loud in volume, but undoubtedly forceful in impact, includes special guests, the Kronos Quartet, as well as the Bang on a Can All-Stars and the Bang on a Can Summer Fellows, performing an eclectic mix of minimalist, experimental, and electronic music, featuring world premieres by new music avatars Frederick Zevsky and Terry Riley. The marathon kicks off today at 3:30 p.m., runs late into the night, and picks up again on Saturday morning beginning at 10:30 a.m., you early risers, and running through about 11 p.m. on Saturday night. One of the most exciting events on the Berkshire Summer Theater calendar is the East Coast premiere of David Mamet's new play, The Christopher Boys Communion, being staged by Great Barrington Public Theater starting tonight and running through Sunday, August 8th, at the Daniel Arts Center at Simon's Rock College. The Christopher Boys Communion is said to address today's questions about deep-rooted hatreds, the fault lines in our justice systems, the abusive power of wealth, and the place and price of a human soul. Nothing more and nothing less from one of the leading playwrights of our time, and my personal favorite. Also, Treat Williams plays Ulysses S. Grant in a one-man show he wrote next Monday and Tuesday, and Lee Strimbeck portrays Isabella Stewart Gardner in her one-woman show, The Queen of Fenway Court, on Wednesday, all taking place at Simon's Rock College at 7:30 p.m., presented by Great Barrington Public Theater. Singer-songwriter Susan Werner kicks off Bobby's summer series outside on the Great Lawn at the Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge tonight at 7 p.m. While primarily a folk singer-songwriter who you will often find at folk festivals, Susan Werner has always brought an inordinate level of musicality to her compositions, stretching far beyond the conventions of folk rock to embrace Broadway, Tin Pan Alley, gospel, country, and chamber music. Hence, her songs have been recorded by the likes of Tom Jones, Michael Feinstein, Betty Buckley, and Christine Ebersole. Bernice Lewis, Cliff Eberhardt, and Cozy Sheridan headline the 18th Annual Folk Festival in Dalton, Mass. On Sunday, taking place from noon to 7 p.m. at the Dalton Community Recreation Center. The festival culminates with a 4 p.m. concert featuring the headliners. The Harlow Chamber Players and Emily Braden are at the Foundry in West Stockbridge this weekend. The Harlow Ensemble is spearheaded by Berkshire native Hannah Lynn Cohen on violin, and they perform tonight at 7 p.m. On Saturday at 7 p.m., Emily Braden performs her jazzy, bluesy repertoire of standards. Jacob's Pillow and Beckett presents the world premiere of a new work by legendary club dancer Archie Burnett entitled Life Encounters, today through Sunday. Life Encounters explores New York City club dance styles, drawing on a cast of illustrious dancers, including Efrat Asheri. At Tanglewood tonight, a couple of players named Emmanuel Axe and Yo-Yo Ma, maybe you've heard of them, collaborate with Leonidas Kavakos in an all Beethoven chamber music program featuring the Piano Trio No. 3 in C minor and a Piano Trio version of the Symphony No. 2. And BSO cellist Ronald Feldman and violinists Victoria Wolf Lewis and Noah Kraus perform Haydn String Duo in D major and works by others on Saturday at 5 p.m. under a tent in the Studio Garden at Chesterwood in Stockbridge, Mass. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.